moms, welcome to the show. As promised, I'm going to be sharing with you the steps it takes to launch your very own podcast. Now, this will be my fifth year podcasting, and I've learned so much over the years. So learn from my mistakes. Today, I'm going to be giving you a framework to follow, and I'll also have a podcast checklist available to download. All you have to do is subscribe to my weekly newsletter, and you can get that checklist for free. So head over to my show notes and download that free checklist. Now let's get into this episode. Welcome to Momatize Your Passion, a place for moms with big dreams and an eagerness to turn them into a thriving reality. Whether you're a mom seeking to monetize your passions, transition from a corporate job, or explore a fun side hustle, you're in the right place. I'm Terralon, a wife and mom transitioning from a top 5% sales career to become the founder and publisher of Tinseltown Mom. I wear so many hats, former actress, current writer, celebrity blogger, certified life coach, and through it all, I've discovered the power of honing our gifts, learning from our past, and using our experiences to uplift others. Join me on the show as I interview mompreneurs sharing their roadmap to their success. I'll also be giving practical business and money-making tips to guide you towards concrete ideas for generating income. Here, my hope is that you'll find inspiration from God, encouragement, and practical insights to momatize your passion. So as I mentioned, I've been podcasting. It'll be 5 years this year. I cannot believe how fast the time goes by. And I want to share the steps that I would take if I were starting all over. I would take these exact steps just based on all the things that I've learned over the years. And prayerfully, these steps will also help you. So the first step you need to take before you launch your podcast is to figure out why you're doing the podcast in the first place. What is the purpose of this podcast? Is it to start a business? Is it to market an existing business? Is it to fulfill a passion? Whatever your reason, be clear going in. When I first started my podcast almost 5 years ago, I had already been blogging for 5 years. So I launched my show to reach a larger audience. And I wanted to capture another segment of my niche. So my blog, Tinseltown Mom, focused very heavily on me interviewing celebrity moms and high-profile moms. When I launched my podcast, I wanted to focus more on everyday moms and the problems that we face. So on my podcast, initially I had a lot of doctors and experts on my show just talking about everyday problems that moms go through, whether it's mental health struggles, challenges with their kids, discipline issues. I also focused on heavy issues like confronting your drug-addicted child, domestic violence in motherhood, parenting after the death of a child, and so much more. And as you know, I rebranded this year, and while my focus has always been on moms, it's now focused on encouraging mothers to pursue their God-led passions and purpose and monetize them. So just make sure before going into this podcast that you're clear on your vision. And of course, things can always change, but just have a clear roadmap before you actually launch. There's so many podcasters who start podcasts unclear of their vision and they stop halfway through and they don't finish their podcast. They just abandon it. So just make sure you're clear of your purpose going in. The second step to launching your podcast is to identify your target audience. It is imperative that you select a very specific niche for your podcast and determine what sets it apart from others. Otherwise, you could get lost in the crowded podcast world. So you don't want to just have a podcast for moms, for example. You want to be very specific. And I'll give you some examples just so you can see what I'm referring to. So instead of saying your niche is stay-at-home moms, you would say something like stay-at-home moms who homeschool. Or if you want to drill it down even further, you could say Christian stay-at-home moms who homeschool. So another example might be, instead of saying you're targeting females looking to transition out of their job, you might say something along the lines of moms looking to transition out of their jobs to start an online business. So the more niche that you can get at the beginning, the more focused, the more you're going to build your audience and they will actually come back because they know what they're going to get when they come to your show. So the third step to launching your podcast is to identify your podcast concept. What is your podcast going to be about? So if you're trying to reach a certain segment and you have a certain niche that we talked about earlier, what type of content are you going to center around your target group? So if we went with the first niche example of the Christian stay-at-home mom who homeschooled, then perhaps the theme could be centered around the things that are most important for that mom. Maybe some of the topics could be productivity hacks for stay-at-home moms, or faith strategies for homeschooling moms, or maybe it's mindset or time management. The list is endless because it really depends on your passions and what resonates best with your audience. So the fourth step to take before you launch your podcast is to determine your launch date. Now, I know a lot of people start with this, but I think the first three steps are the most important and the hardest to nail down. So once you nail down that and get clear on your niche and your target audience, then it's time to determine what your launch date will be. The fifth step is to determine the episode format and structure. Will you do interview style? Will you do solo episodes? Will you have a host? Those are all things to think about before you start. And on my show, I do interview style every other week, and then I do a solo episode for the most part. When I first started, I was only doing interview style, but as of this year, when I rebranded, I started doing both. So you need to decide what's going to work best for your audience, what's going to work best for your passion, and that is how you will figure it out. You'll also want to figure out how often you'll record. Now, having a podcast and maintaining a podcast is no joke because of the editing and all the things that go into it. So you need to determine what your capacity is and what you're able to do. When I first started, I was recording every other week. And to be honest, even that was a lot because I was working a full-time job and I was running a full-time blog. Now I'm recording once a week and I now have the capacity to do that. So you need to figure out in your schedule, in your life, what are you able to do? And whatever you're able to do, stick with that. If you're able to do every other week, stick with that because people are coming to you every other week and they're expecting an episode. If you're able to do once a week on a particular day, stick to that schedule so people know what they're getting from you. The sixth step is to choose a strong title and tagline and optimize it for search engines. Now, your title is very important. You might already have a title in mind, but even more important is the tagline. The tagline is going to tell your audience specifically what your show is about. So if we're going with the example of the Christian stay-at-home mom who homeschools, I'll give you an example of a title. A title could be faith-filled homeschooling. So someone still may ask, okay, what am I going to get when I come to this podcast? The tagline will tell you what you're going to get. So the tagline might say, helping Christian stay-at-home moms nurture their faith along their homeschooling journey. So you are optimizing your tagline with keywords that your audience is searching for, and you're also telling them exactly what they're going to get when they come to your podcast. So that's very important, and it's important to optimize it so it's easy to come up in searches. Okay, so the seventh step to take before you launch this podcast is to decide on your podcast cover art. Now, this is very important to get right. You want to make sure this is as professional as possible. You want to use professional pictures. Preferably, you can hire somebody to do that for you. If you can't, you're on a budget and you have to do it through something like a Canva, then you can do that. You have that option, but you just want to make sure it's as professional as possible. The eighth step that you need to take is to outline your content strategy and, again, optimize it for search engines. I would recommend that you come up with at least 10 optimized titles and you keep that and let it resonate with you. See if that's something that you actually want to talk about on your shows. Again, if we're using the example of the Christian stay-at-home mom who homeschools, then you want to use keywords that that particular person might be looking for. You want to use keywords in your titles. So when someone is looking for something very specific, like for example, if they're looking for stay-at-home mom resources, or maybe they're typing in homeschool collateral, you want to make sure your show and your titles are the ones that are coming up. So that's why you want to make sure they're optimized for search engines. So while we're talking about optimizing content, you also want to make sure you have a description written for your actual show. So that's when people come to your podcast and they can read up on what your show is about. You want to have a description on what your show is about. And again, you want to make sure it's optimized, where you have specific keywords in your description. So when people are searching for you, it's just another way for people to actually find you. The ninth step to take before you launch this podcast is to have intro and outro music. So usually this music is strategically placed within your episode. Some people place it at the very beginning. Some people place it after a little short intro with no music and then they add the music to it. So you have to figure out based on your particular show how you want to craft this. You also want to have music that plays at the end, the outro. So as you're exiting that particular episode, there's music that's actually playing also. Again, you don't have to have music, but most people do have music on their show. And there's plenty of sites where you can just Google and get free music, whether it's on YouTube or just Google where to find free music and you'll find out where to get that music. The 10th step to take is to choose your podcast hosting platform. So you need someone to host your podcast, someone who's going to keep all of your episodes somewhere and who it's just like having a website and someone who hosts your website. You need someone to do that for your podcast. And when I first started, I was using a hosting site called Blueberry because they integrated very nicely with the WordPress website that I had. So it just made sense for me to use them. Recently, I made the switch to Buzzsprout. Now, when I was deciding, I narrowed it down between Podbean and Buzzsprout, and those two are both very reputable. But when I was trying to figure out how to switch my podcast over from Blueberry to another hosting platform, I knew it was going to be very technical because I wanted to make sure I kept my existing URL links. I didn't want to lose those. So I didn't know how to do that if I switched over to a new host, and I needed guidance with that. So Buzzsprout, their customer service was excellent. They helped me through that process so seamlessly. And that is a reason why actually I chose them over Podbean. I mean, I heard good things about Podbean, but just for this particular thing, Buzzsprout was able to help me so tremendously. So that's why I decided to go with them. And their customer service is excellent. Even now when I email them about anything, literally, they get back to me within minutes. So I recommend Buzzsprout. But again, there's good ones out there that you can use. If you are interested in Buzzsprout, you can click the link in my show notes and you can get $20 off towards whatever hosting plan you choose, if that's the route that you want to take. So the 11th step that you need to take before launching this podcast is to determine your tech. What recording equipment are you going to use? What software are you going to use? You know that you definitely need a mic. I've had several over the years. The one that I'm using right now is called a HyperX Quadcast. And I really like this mic because it comes with a built-in pop filter. And a pop filter helps block out popping sounds when you're speaking. And all mics don't come with a pop filter. That's not the only reason why I'm using this, but it just happens to have that. I know Buzzsprout also recommends a Samsung dynamic microphone that's pretty reasonably priced. So I will put both of those mics, the links to these mics in my show note description if you are interested, no pressure. You also need to figure out your software. What are you going to record on? I use Zoom when I'm interviewing people. It's very simple and most people use Zoom, to be honest, it's fine. And also you need some editing software. Most people use either GarageBand or Audacity, and both of them are free to use. GarageBand comes on your Apple computer already installed, and Audacity, I think you have to download it if you want to use it for Apple, but it also comes on Windows. GarageBand does not come with Windows. So most schools of thought prefer GarageBand over Audacity because it's simpler to use and edit on. And I've been using GarageBand for almost 5 years and it works well for me and I'm not a super techie person. So for me, GarageBand works. So the next step you need to take before you launch this podcast is that you need to batch record and edit at least 4 to 6 episodes. You want to get a feel for how long this is going to take you, how long it's going to take to edit, and see if you have the capacity to meet your original goal, whether you're wanting to record once a week, every other week, whatever. If you record several at one time, then that'll give you a sense of what realistically you can do. So the next step to take before you launch your podcast is to determine your launch strategy. Do you want a quiet launch or a loud launch? I had a quiet launch where after I launched my podcast, then I shared it with the world. You might want a loud launch where you're prepping people before the launch actually happens. You're having a launch party and all the bells and whistles. You decide what's best for you, your brand, your capacity, and just what you want. So there you have it. Those are the steps you need to take to launch your own podcast. Now, you are going to learn that along the journey, you're going to have your own steps to add, whether it's the type of system that you want to put in place or the process that you have for your podcast, or maybe you have documents that you want to send to your guest. You're going to learn these things as you journey along this podcasting adventure. But those are the main things that you need to know before you launch your own show. Now, if this was daunting to you and you feel like you need help with any of the steps, book a one-on-one coaching call with me. I can help with the whole process, or maybe if there's a certain segment you need help with, then book a call with me. So just fill out the coaching application in the show notes and we can see if we're compatible for working together. Thanks so much for listening today. If this episode blessed you in any way, would you do me a favor and share it with someone else who could use this as well? This show is meant to be a blessing to moms, so any support that you can give would be so appreciated. Until next time.